Time to grab that guitar, take a seat, and spin some tales. It's the Pickin' Porch Podcast with Scott Miller from Classic Country Q973993. Be sure to tell all your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. And now, here's your host, Scott Miller.
Well, welcome to the Pickin' Porch. My name is Scott Miller, Miller in the Morning, and my special guest is my old buddy Josh Hickson. Now, complete, I guess, disclosure would be, you and I used to work together, right?
We did. We really did.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun together. And you're now a fireman, is that right?
I am a firefighter, yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, sir, but you still play guitar, and that's an important thing, you know?
Sure.
Because that's, you know, if you didn't play guitar, you wouldn't be on the pickup porch. It'd be stupid. Where'd you get that guitar? That's a beautiful Martin guitar. Where'd you get that thing?
Man, thank you. I actually got this from my grandfather probably back in the year 2001. He bought it. I barely played at the time, and he bought it. And one summer, he was in the dirt moving business, and he came to me and said, hey, he said, you like this old guitar? I said, yeah, I love it. He said, well, I can't just give it to you, because if I did, you wouldn't learn anything. So if you want this guitar, you're going to work for me the entire summer, and I'm not going to pay you. For an entire summer, I'm not going to pay you, but when you go back to school, I'll let you have this guitar.
That was the best deal you ever got, buddy, I got to tell you.
And I'm telling you, it's been left in parking lots and had libations spilt on it, and it's had the piss beat out of it, but man, it's probably my favorite thing I own, including my wife.
Well, you better see it. I'm going to do a little something here by Hank Williams Sr. to get this thing started.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Give me a G chord.
The G chord?
Yep. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a Savior in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Well, I saw the light, I saw the light. Two guys just sitting on a porch picking out songs. That's what the picking porch is all about. Why don't you do me one there, Josh?
Well, okay, I will. Y'all, I guess anybody who's worked their salt and country music's heard of Keith Whitley, haven't they?
Yeah, I've heard of him. He's quite popular with our audience.
He's probably my favorite singer. But it's got to be between him, Merle Haggard, and George Jones. And I've got this, one of my favorite songs I ever heard. It's called Charlottesville, North Carolina, and it's, like I said, it's just a your typical crying, she left me country song, and woe is me, and I'll never get her back, and I'm miserable. So it's one of my favorites.
Is there any drinking involved in the song?
I'm sure there was when it was written and recorded. I'm very sure when it was recorded. Those guys, those guys like to do a bit of drinking back in those days. But anyway, I'll play it for you. I watched the taxi take her away. Through the window she was waving goodbye. There wasn't much left to say. Her last I love you was a lie. Did she leave me for somebody else? Or just leave me behind? She left me was by myself, and if that plane arrives on time, Charlottesville, North Carolina, back where she wanted to be, Charlottesville, North Carolina, and left me here in St. Louis. Misery.
when she'd call, let me know she'd made it okay. Now that phone's driving me up the wall, it hasn't rung all day. I hope she finds what she's looking for, that's all that matters to me. Cause all it cost me was my heart to set my sweet Charlotte free. Charlotte's in North Carolina, back where she wanted to be. Charlotte's in North Carolina, and left me here in St. Louis, misery. Charlotte's in North Carolina, back where she wanted to be. Charlotte's in North Carolina, and left me here in St. Louis, misery.
You know, Keith Whitley, man, I'm telling you, is there anybody better than that
man? Man, I don't know,
he
dude.
He was incredible.
He was my favorite, like, yeah. I said. Yeah. I got three of them, and he is right there. It's hard to put them one, two, and three. I think they're all just number one.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. How about some holiday music? What do you know anything that we could do, a little holiday music?
Yeah, man. It is Christmas time, after all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What are you thinking?
How about a little Jingle Bell?
Yeah.
That's even as bad as I am, I can come up with that. How many years now were you in dispatch? It didn't seem like you were there very long.
I was there 8 years, man. Right short of 8 years. I started in 2010 and left in 2018.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't think it was that long.
Yeah, it was a long time, man.
I was there 13 years.
You were,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, 13. So
we've known each other a pretty good while.
We had a lot of fun. That was the problem.
That's why we're not there.
That's a serious business, and you and I, we like to have our fun. So
we do,
understood.
Man.
But I'm glad you're here today and you're doing the...
Man,
some music and everything. Now, what do you have to get back on the truck?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Okay, folks. Don't be starting any fires or anything. let's do a little holiday music in G. I think, is that G I'm playing? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're slightly in a tune.
Okay. Let's try a little Jingle Bells. Yeah, it sounds a lot better now. Catching through the snow. Horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Da 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 da,
sing on a sleigh.
Help me out here tonight. Whoa, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. So, are you playing with any bands now? What are you doing?
I play with whoever wants to play.
Really?
That's how I am,
but nobody wants to play with me.
Kind of a hired gun, playing with a few ladies. I'm playing with. I'm on reserve with a few ladies that live up in the Elder Mountain area. They play a lot of North Chat gigs and stuff like that. We got a show for St. Patrick's Day up on the 17th of March, if anybody's going to be there, in Smithville, Tennessee.
Wow.
At the place called The Harvester. And so we're playing an Irish-themed sort of thing. You know, obviously, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But it's going to be me and a fiddle player and a drummer, and then play with a band down in Alabama. We usually do three or four shows a year. You know, just whatever.
Between, it's just fun.
Exactly. It's fun.
That's it, man.
It's fun. You know, it's get to see your friends that you've been, because I've been doing this for now 24 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah. I've been doing this since I was a pup, so I started playing when I was 12.
Well, you know, I started playing about the same age. My hillbilly neighbors across the street were out there playing guitar on the porch. I thought, man, that looks like fun. I went over there and learned how to fake songs. So when my daughter learned to play, I tried to show her. She said, Dad, I learned everything on the internet, you know, off the YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Well, YouTube, man, these kids these days, they're playing off of YouTube.
They're playing fantastic.
They don't have to figure anything out.
Yeah.
It's all right there in front of them. They tell them what fingers to use, what strings to hit, what chord.
It's wonderful.
You know what? I'm glad for them.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do it the hard way like me and you did.
I had to sit there
with a tape. Yes, I said a tape.
Yeah, tape. Yeah, back it up.
Back it up, and then you'd wear that tape. I'd have to buy another one.
Try to get all those notes in.
And then when CDs came along, we're like, oh, man, this is great.
Yeah.
I've got to wait 5 minutes for the dude to rewind.
Take me out with a song, brother.
Oh, well, let's see. Another one.
Well, I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind.
Special guest has been Josh Hickson. We've been having some fun. If you know anybody that wants to be on the Picking Porch, just sit around, just have a little good time picking guitar. Give us a call sometime at 423-702-9799.
Thanks for joining us for some picking, grinning, and the stories behind the music. It's the Picking Porch Podcast with Scott Miller. Don't forget to tell your friends, subscribe, rate, and review. The Picking Porch Podcast, heard anywhere you get your podcast, and exclusively from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.